Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
A hard drive and power pop record with hooks galore.
Hey everybody, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to this episode of July 2025 New Music. That's right, folks. It is time for the listeners to weigh in with their new music picks, and I want to thank Jim for kicking us off yesterday with some really cool stuff. New Nico Case, what else do we have? Hayes Carl, undiscovered or unreleased track from Sly and the Family Stone. That was really good stuff. So thank you, Jim. And go back and listen to that. If you guys get a chance to do so, I highly recommend it. All right, then. We are going to start off with our listener picks as we traditionally do. And that means you're about to hear this as we roll on the July 2025 New Music Train.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, interns, fellow Rocking the Suburbs listeners, Shadow and all the other pets associated with the podcast. It's Stephen Routledge here, calling in from Stirling with my new music picks for July. I hope everyone is recovering from Suburbs Fest. It certainly seemed like a good time was had by all, from what I could see on social media. And I'm sure I saw a news report that there are now beer shortages in the wider Grand Rapids area that could take months to recover. Anyway, onto the new music train. My first pick is a new track from Sacramento doom metal duo Auramet, whose self-titled album made my top 10 albums of 2023. Newly released track Better Off Alone is left over from those sessions, and is certainly good enough to have made the album. But just that it's over 15 minute length runtime would have made the album significantly longer. Anyway, the formula hasn't changed. Glacially paced, atmospheric doom metal is the order of the day, and I just love it. Great stuff, but I'll admit, unlikely to be making the perfect pop pantheon anytime soon.
We'll be right back.
My second pick ploughs a similar furrow, if not quite as slow-paced or gloomy. The doom metal you can enjoy between meals without spoiling your appetite, as it were. The wonderfully named Belgian band Hemel Bestormer released their new album, The Radiant Veil, and my pick would be second track, Terms. As ever, I look forward to hearing what my fellow listeners have picked. Just be sure to keep rocking the suburbs every day.
Hello, Jim and Patrick and the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Kevin Porter calling from just outside of Baltimore with my new music picks for July. My pick for best album comes from Golem, G-O-L-O-M-B, and it's called The Beat Goes On. Golem is a three-piece band out of Columbus, Ohio, and features the husband and wife team of Mickey and Xenia Shulman on guitar and bass, respectively, and Xenia's younger brother Håkon Holm on drums. The Beat Goes On is a hard-driving power pop record with hooks galore. I suggest playing the song Staring.
We'll be right back.
My song of the month comes from the band The Antlers and is called Carnage. It's from the band's forthcoming album, Blight, that will be released on October 10th on Transgressive Records. It's their first album in 4 years. I'm sure many listeners remember the album Hospice that the band put out in 2010 that is still a favorite of mine to this day. I lost track of The Antlers for a while, and it was nice to get reacquainted with the band's heavy reverb sound and dark lyrics. Peter Silberman is the driving force behind The Antlers, and he's been dealing with some health issues in recent years, such as temporary deafness in one ear and vocal cord surgery. Thankfully, Peter seems to be out of those health issues, and I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of the album Blight when it comes out in October. That's it for me. I look forward to hearing everyone else's picks, and I hope everyone has a great rest of the summer.
Toad up, saddle and bridle. And underneath my spinning tire, there he remains, emulsifier. Accidental damage casually
beer shortages in the wider Grand Rapids area that could take months to recover.